Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Nun Hey. We're holding at the Mishnah Nun Dalid Amud Beis, and we're continuing on in Ezel Mekoyim and Shilvachim. And now we're going to discuss the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur was a very rare carbon. It's a carbon shlomim, but it's not your normal carbon shlomim, which has the status of kachim kalim. It's not your normal shlomim, which is a carbon yachid. This is shlomim, which is kachi kudushim, and it's a carbon tzibur. When do you ever bring these zivchei shalmei tzibur? Only once a year. When do you bring it? On Shavuos, together with the shtei halachim. It's otherwise called in Chazal the kivsei atzeres. What about them? They're kachi kudushim. Similarly, an carbon asham ashamas are also kachi kudushim. Now, just in case you don't remember what ashamas are, so the Mishnah does us a favor and lists all of the five and a half, the six ashamas. I say five and a half because five are asham vadais and one is an asham tolim. Elohim, which ones are these? Elohim ashamas, asham gzeilas, asham meilas, asham shiv charufa, asham nozer, asham betzaira, and then Oshem Toli. Now what are these in particular? Without going through the whole history of each and every one, Sham Gzeilus means that someone who denied that he owes people money. It doesn't have to be Dafka through a Gezel. In fact, Gemara calls it often Shavuos HaKodem, which means that I come over to Yankel and I say, Yankel, you owe me the following money or object. Money because you borrowed it from me, or because you owe me wages, or because I lent you money, or because you're holding on to a pikadon on my behalf. You stole from me. And Yankel says that each one, and he makes a shvu, and he says, and he makes a shvu. After that, he's moidim esvada, he gets hirhure tshuva. Then he has to go and pay back naturally the Karen. He has to add Chamishisa Yosef Olav, and he has to bring a Korban Asham Gzeles. Asham Milois means that a person was Moil Behegdish Beshogeg. He didn't intend to. He took some money out from the Berik Abayis, from the Bevor. He went and he was Moil Behegdish from the Kochim Mizbeach, Kachim Kudushim, or by the Aimurim of the Kachim Kalim. Regardless, but he was Moil B'Shoigig. What's the din? He has to go and return the funds of the carbon that he was Moil, and he has to be Moisev HaChoymish, and he has to go and bring a carbon Asham Elois. Someone who's Moil the Mezid doesn't bring a carbon Asham Elois. It's a Machloikis back in Mesechtes Malkis, whether the person gets Malkis or whether he gets Misa B'Day Shemai. Asham Shivcha Charufa. Asham Shivcha Charufa means that you have a Shivcha Kananis, who was designated as a mate to an Eved Ivri. Of course, a regular Yid who is not an Eved has no right to go and live with a Shivcha Kananis. He's the Chagoyte. However, an Eved Ivri, that's one of the things that the Odoin has a right to. If he was previously married, if he was begapi, Yehovah begapi Yetze, if he was still single, then the Odin cannot give him a Shivcha Kananis. However, if he's married, the Odin can give him a Shivcha Kananis. And if, in fact, a Shivcha Kananis has been designated as a mate, if you will, for an Eved Ivri, then it is certainly not a form of Kedushin, because Kedushin is not Chal with the Shivcha Kananis. She's called Shivcha Necharefes Leish. And what's the halacha in that case? If somebody else were to go and live with that designated Shivcha Charufa, what does he get? He has to go and bring a carbon Asham Shivcha Charufa. This is a machloikis in the Gemara elsewhere, not in our Mishnah, elsewhere machloikis Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, whether it's referring to every Shivcha or only those Shvachais that are Chutzi, Shivcha, Chutzi, Baschoim. The reason for that is because it says in the pasuk, "He shivcha nechrefes leish, v'hafte leneftasa, aichuf shaloi nitan lo." See, hafte loy neftasa, halbiyo halmish. Anyway, it's a machlokes. But a person who lives with such a shivcha charufa brings a carbon asham. Asham nazir is referring to a nazir that became tamei, that he has to go and bring three kabbanis. One of the kabbanis he has to bring is a carbon asham. Asham metzayda means one of the three kabbanis that a metzayda has to bring at the conclusion of his tahara. And all of those were asham vadais, and then you have asham tovi. Hashem Tolim means that a person who was over, we're not sure whether he was over. A person may have been over an iser that normally yesh by karis vidirah b'meizid, and he'd have to bring karm shoygig and vidirah. He'd have to bring karm chatas vidirah b'shoygig. So, such a person, if he's not sure whether he was over, for instance, the classic case is he has two pieces of schmaltz on the table. One was shuman, one was chaylev, and then afterwards someone says, "Hey, which one did you eat?" "I don't know which one I ate." "Well, one of them was chaylev." "I don't know which one." So until he's able to mevara which one it is, he has to bring a carbon oshem toloi, and if eventually he knows which one was the chaylev and he ate the chaylev, he'll have to bring a carbon chatas. Anyway, what's the din by the kivsei ateres and by all of these ashamois? They're all kachi kudishim and therefore shchitas and batzalfein, just like the oila and just like the chatas. The kibul dam b'chlishar is batzalfein. The kabbalas adam is also batzalfein. The tam toin shtei matanis shein arba, as we've already explained a number of times, means that you start with the northeastern corner and the southwestern corner, and you shoot the mizrak against the two corners. Or according to one man, the yami didn't actually shoot it, but when you had to go and apply dam to the right and dam to the left. Anyway, it's two corners and you have four altogether.
These are all the matam chutas sikra now.
Well, let me ask you the question.
Right.
Which ones are the matam?
The chutas and the these are.
So you know the end, right? Anyway, continuing on. Shtei matanish in arba two, which are four. V'nechal v'nim v'nechaloyim. What do you do with these karbanos? These are not carbon oila, which are all kula kol. They're eaten. But where are they eaten? Since they're kachi kudishim, they have to be eaten inside the azara. Kolam is referring to the times of the Mishkan, but in modern day terminology, in other words, referring to the base of English, they have to eat it in the Azara. Who eats in the Azara? Only the Zichrei Kahuna. In other words, not even a Zar, but not even the Nekevos of the Kohanim. If a Kohen is married to his wife, and he says, "Mrs. Kohen, come on in, and I want you to have a piece of Asham or a piece of Kivsei Atzeres," she's not allowed to eat it. Only Zichrei Kahuna.
Only the menfolk.
Oh, Zayegit. However, we'll see later on, for instance, a Chaz of a Shoik, you could share with the lady folk, but not Chaz Shikudish.
She can come into the Zara.
Well, what is she? Okay, continue on. She is totally tahar. I assume that there was a special place called the Ezer's Noshim, so that the women shouldn't mingle with the men. Presumably, if she was bringing a carbon, I assume that they would go and let her stand somewhere on the side in what was normally called the Ezer's Yisrael inside the Azar. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, L'chol ma'achol, we've had already Rashi earlier on. It doesn't mean that you can go and add condiments or add a piece of kegel. L'chol ma'achol means that you can go and cook it any way you want. It doesn't have to be like Korban Pesach, only tzli, but it can go and be baked, and it can be boiled, and it can be grilled, and it could be roasted and fried. Ala gutazach. L'yoyim v'layla, you can only eat yoyim v'layla. Ad chatzois. Min ha-toyr you can eat until alois ha-shacha, midrabanan, until chatzois, like you have the Mishnah at the very beginning of Masechta, is brachos. Okay. Frankly, Mark, we said about the Zilbchei Shal Mitzibur that Shchitos Batzofen. Frankly, Mark, Minol and the boy Tzofen. How do you know that you have to do a Batzofen Batzofen? Zitoni Rabba Barbachana, Chanon, usually it says Chanon, maybe it's a mistake. Anyway, Kami Drabba, what's the thing? Vasisim Sir Izim Echad Lechatas. That in itself doesn't really give us the full flavor of it, but if you look at the full pasuk, we of course fortunate to have the beautiful Gemara of Reb David, the third Ora Sholim number one, Vasisim Sir Izim Echad Lechatos Ushnei Chavasim Neishana Lezevach Shlomim V'hayin If Akoyin Oysom. Anyway, we're talking about the Shtei Alechem, which are brought on Shavuos, and together with the Shtei Alechem, they brought other karbanos, such as the Sir Izim Echad Lechatos and the two Kivsei Atzeres. Those Kivsei Atzeres are the Zevach Shlomim. Now, why did the Torah bring these two together in the same pasuk? The Sir Lechatos and the Shnei Kvasim Shlomim to make a Hekish and to go and say the Zivchei Shal Mitzibur are just like the Chatos. In which respect do they like the Chatos? So if you mar Machatos, it's all fine. So we learn out of a Hekish the two being consolidated together in the same pasuk. But how do we know chatas? Does it anywhere say in the Torah that a chatas is b'tzofayim? Of course not. What does it say? So therefore that is a hekish. Oy vavoy, we're going to get into big hot water now. That's a big no-no. We all have our charts with the 16 boxes. Hekish followed by Hekish. Holy the Bahas. So it's a chagam, it's a problem. So what are we going to do now? Exactly. Says Yimara Ella. So I have another drasha after all. Ella Meditoni, Rab Meri, Bereid, Rav Kahana. It says in another pasuk, Al Oilei Seichem Bal Zivchei Shalmeichem. Now what does this pasuk say? Number two, in the beautiful Gemara from Reb David. Of Yom Simchaschem, of Moyadeichem, of Rosh Eichotcheichem, Usakatem Bachatzoi Treis, Al Oilei Seichem Bial Zivchei Shalmeichem. For you lechem lezikar lefnei alekeichem, Ani Hashem alekeichem. It should be a very famous, familiar pasuk, because we just learned it this previous Shabbos in Parshas Baloischa. Anyway, what does it say in this pasuk? It says, juxtaposed the terms Oilei Seichem together with Zivchei Shalmeichem. Now, Oilei, we know, of course, that's Bitzafoid. This is a Beferish Apostle that you shecht the Oilei Bitzafoid. Exactly. So, therefore, you don't need to come onto a double Hekish, just a direct Hekish. Ma Oilei Kachi Kudishim, Av Zivchei Shalmeitzibah Kachi Kudishim. Ma Oilei Bitzafoid, Av Zivchei Shalmeitzibah Bitzafoid. The only question that one can ask the Choyre is that maybe these Zivchei Shalmeichem is referring to Shalmeyachet, regular Shlomim, which are kachim kalim, which don't need to be brought with suffering. How do I know that the zivchei shalmeichem, when it says in the pasuk alo deseichem, the al zivchei shalmeichem, that we're talking about these special shlom? The previous pasuk was a pasuk that was talking about the shtei lechem that you bring together with the sorei lechatos and the shtei kivsei atzeres. That's an excellent pasuk. This pasuk, of course, is excellent as well. But this pasuk seems to be generic on all your oilos and all of your shlomim. Your regular shlomim is a kachim kalim. You don't bring it in the tzofet. Anyway, this is not my kasha. Rashi already is bothered by it, and therefore Rashi tells us something which is very important, which presumably everybody knows. And that is that every single day in the Beis HaMikdash they used to go and play the Klei Shir. Who used to play the Klei Shir? The Leviim. And they would sing as well.
And they poured the
Nesachim, exactly. Givaldik. But the question is, every single carbon? No. Only by a carbon tzibur. And at the time that they went and brought the carbon tzibur, they did those, the Klei Shir, the music. Among the musical instruments were the chatzoitzrois, and that's what the pasuk is referring to. V'yom simchaschem, mayadechem, rashachachem, uskatem b'chatzoitzrois on your oilois and on your zivchei shlamim. But it's got to be those which are kabbonis tzibur, which kabbonis tzibur are zivchei shlamim. Only on a teres on Shavuos. So that's how we know that one is talking about not regular shlamim, but shalmi tzibur, etc. And they have din kach kudushim, have din be tzofim.
But the music was only by the Korban Tzibur? Because we had the question with Sora, whether they could bring later.
The Sachem you had by all Oilois and all Shlom. Minchas Sachem. But the Gabi, they could clear sheer. Let's look at the Rashi, second line, Vazivchei Shalmeichem, third line. Al Korchach b'shalmi tzibur k'sir. It must be talking about shalmi tzibur. She'in karben yachid, to'in kli shir. She'in oimim shir al karben yachid, k'dam b'erchen. So the singing and the playing of the kli shir is only by a karben tzibur. And here we're talking about the chatzoy trois, those among the kli shir. Is the chasimim retog doving shalmi tzibur and not shalmi yachid. So now, bottom line is, Baruch Hashem, I now know the makor, that zivchei shalmi tzibur nishchotim b'tzofayin, I learned it directly from Oilas. Exactly. But now the question is, alakesha kamala mayasa, what do I do with that first hekish of asisim sirizim echad lechatos ushnei chvasim neishan lezevach shalom? That's also hekish. What do I use that hekish for? Zaki marki chatos. Machatas in Nechelis El Zichrei Kuhuna, just like a chatas can only be eaten by the Zichrei Kuhuna, Av Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, only the Zichrei Kuhuna, and that's in fact what we learned in the Mishnah, at the end, the Zichrei Kuhuna. Aha, say again. By the way, how come, why can't we learn that directly from Oila? Since we're learning Alei Seichem, Azivchei Shalmeichem, this is a carbon tzibur, this is a carbon tzibur, Ma Oila betzofein, Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, but betzofein, Ma Oila is Ein Nechel Zivchei Kahuna, Azivchei Shalmeichem,
Ein Nechel Zivchei Kahuna.
The answer is because an Oila is Kula Kolam, therefore this was a trick question. Avada, you can't learn it from an Oila, because an Oila is not eaten by anybody, it's eaten by the Mizbech. Good. Abaye says, oh, so anytime it says in the same pasuk achatas mitashlomim, you're going to start darshing drushes. So Abaye, hachi, gabi el nozir. Who brings the el nozir? Of course, a nozir. That's why it's called an el nozir. Tichsev v'shtein pasuk. V'hikrav is kabbonim v'ashem. Kevis ben shenosi tomim echad li oila. V'chav sa'achas bashenoso t'mima lechatos. V'ayel echad tomim lishlomim. These are the three kabbonis that the nozir is bringing. He's bringing oila. He's bringing a chatos and he's bringing a shlam. Now, look, the second of the three kabbanis is the chatos. V'chavsa, v'chatos. The third one is the ayil, l'shlam. Is achanami neiman the hikach akosim l'chatos. Let's say the same thing, that since the two are together in the same pasuk, I have to make a hekish. The ma'achatos in the chatos el zichrei kuna, af el nozer nami in an echel el zichrei kuna. Would you say that the el nozer is also eaten by the zichrei kuna? No, you wouldn't say that. Why wouldn't you say that? Number one. And number two, if you look at the next Mishnah, which is only another 10 lines or so, the first wide line, Atoyda the El Nozer. Who eats it? State in the third line, Menecholim b'chol o'ir, L'chol Adam. Everybody can go and eat the El Nozer. Why? El Nozer says right next to Chatos. Just like you learn by the Zivchei Shal Metzibur, it says right next to Chatos, and only the Zichrei Kehuna. Here, the El Nozer means only the Zichrei Kehuna. Says the Gemara, your diak is very well meant and very well placed, but hachi ashta, I have an answer, because hasam kiven dechsiv v'loka chakoynis is roi b'shelim in a ayil chal dekuli ba'alim achli lehem mishum dekuli ba'alim achli lehem. What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara means that from the el nozir there was a special tithe, a special portion that you gave to the kohen. An el nozir is really a shlam. Every single shlam you give the chaz v'shoik. But in addition to that, by the el nozer, in addition to the chaz v'shoik, you also give him the zroya b'sheila from the aisle, from the el shlam.
That's all the shishim,
right?
You cook it together.
Couldn't sign. I don't remember offhand you saying that that's one of the makaris for the lach shishim. Okay. Anyway, so l'masa, so Gemara tells us you take the zroya b'sheila and you give it to the kohen. So since you're giving it to the kohen, is the chmashma that the rest of the aisle you don't give to the kohen? Because you're giving everything to the kohen. So then what do you have to say? I'm giving this right b'shem and aisle. And not only that, I'm giving the kopmet, the feastmet, the yamsamasim. Is the chasim, and the rest of it is nechalabalim. Oh, it's nechalabalim. You don't learn the drasha that you wanted to learn from chatas, lezichre kohuna. Rather, you go and learn that locha of that only this right b'shem goes to the kohanim, all the rest goes to the balim. Okay, so tomorrow, okay, you made a very nice point. However, Zroya B'Sheila Mia Lugdas Achel El Zichrei Kehuna. Since we do have that Hekish, after all, of the El Nozir to the Chatos, so I can't say that the entire Ayil is only Ne'achal El Zichrei Kehuna, because we have this other passage that tells you that only Zroya B'Sheila goes to the Kohen, the rest stays by the Baal. Okay, fine. But maybe the Zroya B'Sheila itself should only be Zichrei Kehuna. And you're going to tell me, maybe that's Talocha. But look at the next Mishnah. We're talking Hamuram, that's the final line of the next Mishnah. Hamuram means all the trumois, all those things that you remove to give to the Kahanim. It's Nechal Kahanim, Linishayim, Livnayim, Labdayim. Even for their wives. Obviously, it's not just for Zichrei Kehuna. It's a Chvay Tishver, Timur Kasha. It could kefrek. I have no answer to this Kasha, to this Diuk. What's the Teretz? Kodshi Ikri, Kodshi Kedushim Loi Ikri. Because there's a difference in the way the Torah refers to the Zroya B'Sheila. How does the Torah refer to it? So, although our Gemara says Kachi, l'choy the word should be Kadosh. If you look at the Rashi, Kim Nechsev Loch HaKakoyin, it says Roy B'Sheilim in Ayel. It's about 8-9 lines on the top of the Amid. It says in the Pasuk, Kodesh Hu LaKoyin Al Chazeyat Nufo V'Al Shei Katruma. So this is just Kodesh. Just the word Kodesh alone. Okay? Therefore, from that I see that is Kodesh. The rest goes L'Balim. Masha Enkim, when he's talking about Kachi Kudeshim, it doesn't say the word Kodesh. It says Kodshe Kodeshim. Now, where does it say Kodshe Kodeshim? So look in the middle of the next Rashi, Kodesh Ikroi. Then you see halfway down the Rashi, the Gabi Shalmi Tzibur Afagav. Afagav is the beginning of a line. Afagav the Chsibur Hunami Kodesh Yu Lashem Makoyin. There also says it's Kodesh. So in other words, El Nozir Mitzroi V'Sheila says Kodesh. And here too, Zalmi Tzibur is Kodesh. So what are you telling me? It's called Kodesh and it's not Kodshe Kodeshim. Says Yimara, says Rashi. Even though it says Leksiv Kodshi Kedushim, Kivin Dechsiv LaHashem Lav Lamuti Hu Me'akeisha Dechlemei Mekaman Dechsiv Kodshi Kedushim Dami. Meaning, then the case of the El Nozer Dizroi B'Sheila, it says Kodesh Hu LaKoyin, Kodesh, Kodesh Hu LaKoyin. By the Zivchei Shal Metzibur, it says Kodesh Yiu Lashem LaKoyen. Where does why has Lashem get involved with it? Of course, Kodesh Lashem. But we're giving it to the Koyen. What's the Lashem? The Lashem makes the word Kodesh to become now Kodesh Kodesh. Therefore, what the Gemara's Teretz is, Al pi swara and al pi hekish, you're right. This Roy Bishela should have this ended as a chatos. It should have a din of kachi kudishim and only nechal to zichrei kahuna. However, since the Torah elsewhere refers to Roy Bishela only as kodesh, not to kachi kudishim, the boy is saying a kodesh ikri, kachi kudishim vayikri, and therefore it's coming to tell you a vad that has a din of kedusha and you give it to the kain. But it doesn't have a din of kachi kudishim, and that's why it's not a din of zichrei kahuna. But even the wives of the kahanim, the lady folk, can eat it as well. Well, my hilchasa iskish, so I'm back to square one. But I did have a hekish after all, the el nozir to the karm chatas. What do I learn now from that hekish? Is it nothing? So explains Rashi that until now we had assumed that we're learning el nozir from a karban chatas, and therefore they had all the different chumras. Maybe it should have a din of tzofay, maybe it should have a din of zichrei kohuna, karchi kodeshim. No. We're really learning chatas from el nozir. What do you mean chatas from el nozir? Because the ikr to be matir the nozir, to once again start taking, to be a regular commoner, that he's allowed to go now take haircuts and drink wine and be metam lemeisim. The ikar one is the el nozir. How do I know? Says Rashi, because it says by the el nozir that you're supposed to go and take the taglachas, the hair that was just shorn from his head. You put it tachas hadud underneath a big pot where you're cooking the zevach shlomim inside the azara. You put it ala eish shetachas zevach shlomim, and then afterwards it says the gilach nozir pesach ol moed. And therefore the Gemara learns elsewhere in the Sifri and the Gemara that because the Pasuk talks about the teglachas and talks about putting the hair underneath the shlum, that's the makim patish now, Baruch Hashem, he's finally able to go and return to the normal ranks of Klai Yisrael. Aha. Now what happens if he only brings the karban shlum and he says, I'm going to bring the other two tomorrow or next week or next month, and in fact he forgets or he doesn't bring the other two? It's not ma'akit. Avada, it's a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah. But if he didn't go and bring the other two, the shlomim b'diyevet is enough to allow him to become a regular person. Yishokdo di Gemara, that I learned chatos from El Nozer because of the fact that there's a hekish in that pasuk. But just like the El Nozer is enough that he can go and return to the ranks of Klal Yisrael, Os Nozer, same thing applies to the chatos, and same thing applies to the oila, as long as he brings one of them in Gilech Alecha Mishlasham, Yotze B'diavad is Yotze, meaning that he can go and return to the normal ranks and he's no longer a Nozer.
I'm saying chatos, like, because the chatos is a hekish to the shlamim, that if he shaves and brings the chatos, fine. He brings the chatos.
How do I know the oil?
Right.
Look at this pasuk. The pasuk has all three together. The ikur is kabbana l'Hashem kevis mentionos etam echa li'oila v'chav t'acha v'ashnos etim l'chatos v'yal echa tamim l'shlam. So they're all in one pasuk to go and tell you, just like the ayil, although that would seem to be the sole carbon that is the ma'akev. No. Any one of the three on their own is the ma'akid and the matir. As long as you do it, one of the three, the shlam, the oilu, or the chatas, the nozer is os nozer, and he returns to the normal ranks of Kaisa. Yok the Mishnah. Ha'toy the v'yal nozer, kochim kalim. Oh, now we've left kochim kudishim, we're on to kochim kalim. It's going to be easier now. Now with kochim kalim, this will like them, right? Yeah, you have to have this all in mind. You have to go and check everything. Bazaar. I had an elder fetter, Reb Shloim Shriver Zatzal, who was an uncle of my father's Zichron Avracha. He was the Rosh Bezin of Agidas Yisrael in Yerushalayim, and he was the Rosh Hashiva of Chai Oilam Yeshiva after the Petira of the Chabina Ruf. He took over as Rosh Hashiva after his Petira. Anyway, there were difficult days in Eretz Yisrael, and there was a time during, I think, the 48 war, that they had to go into bunkers or into shelters, whatever, and there was no light. And he was a great masman, he was constantly learning, but he had no lights, and they didn't have iPhones with these small flashlights on it, and he didn't have candles. Anyway, and you were not allowed to put on lights because you didn't want the enemy to see the lights, etc. So he had with him one of his einikoch, and he said to his einikoch, since we can't learn inside, we've got to learn Torah Shabbat. which is the easiest Tosha Bapet? They say, Mekoyman, we say everything or Davinet. So they went through the Mishnayos, and they went to Osvain, and they all the Gemaras on, they say, Mekoyman Shalzvachin. That's easy to remember, right? Good.
Assuming that we say
Ezel Mekoyman. Assuming that you say it. And assuming, which Mokum are you saying it? And some Shuls they say, and there's no Mokum other places they don't say. Okay, anyway. So back to our Mishnah, Toyd of El Nuzer, Kotchim Kalim, Shchitaz Mechol Mokum Bazar, that we checked everywhere. In other words, not only the Tzafin, but the entire Azar. The Daman Ta'un Shtei Matan Shtei Arba, like we had before down below, two which are four. Menachalim b'chol ir, l'chol adam b'chol machal liyam v'layla ad chatzos. Everything like we had before. Here's l'chol adam, not just for kahanim, not zichrikuna. Everybody can go and eat. So therefore, the balim can go and invite their friends over, and they can give it to their wives and to their children. Everybody can go and eat from the kachim kalim. Hamurim mehem ki yoitz behem. The Murim means that you have to raise, that you remove, like a Lashon Truma, Haroma. That you raise from it, and you give to the Kehanim, Ki Oitzben has the same status. Which means that you can eat it B'chol Ve'ir throughout Yerushalayim, and the Chol Adam, anybody. El Shemurim, not everybody. Shemurim Nechel Kehanim, L'Shem L'Mneim, L'Abdeim. In other words, it cannot be eaten by a Zor. If the Kohen has Ashtikl from the Toidin El Nozir, the part that belongs to the Baalim can invite to everybody. But the part that belongs to the Kohen, only the Kohanim themselves and the immediate families can go and eat. Now you're wondering, what part of the Toide and El Nozir do you give to the Kohanim? So we spoke about a little bit about this a few moments ago. Both by the Karban Toide and the Karban El Nozir, both of them are forms of Shlomim. So automatically the Chaz V'Shoich goes to the Kohanim. What else? The Toide, of course, besides having the Chaz V'Shoik, and besides the carbon itself, you also have to have the Lach Meitoida. How many Lach Meitoida says Barry? 40 altogether. How much were chametz and how much were matzah?
10 chametz and 30 were matzah.
Beautiful. And how many do you have to go and give to the Kohen?
10%.
One of each of the four minim. So he gets four out of the 40. Oh, those four? Nechal Kahanul Yishem, but not for Azar. Jesus. The other 36 can be eaten by anybody, but these four, special, almost like truma, only by the Kahanim and the Mishpach. Ah, okay, and what do we have from the El Nazir? El Nazir besides the Chaz B'Shoik, we spoke about this a minute ago. You also get the Zroi B'Sheila, Mino Ayil, that also goes to the Kohen, and the Kohen can go and cheer it. B'Shem of Neiman Hussein. Good. Talk to you more. Turn about. Says in the Pasik, Ace, Chaziyat, Ufa V'Yeshek HaTruma, Toichul B'Mokoyim Tohar. The Chaz B'Shoik has to be eaten in a mokoyim tohar. Now the question is, what's the definition of a mokoyim tohar? Now, based on what we learned in our Mishnah, it's b'chol ir in Gantz Yerushalayim, because we're talking about the choze v'shoik, which belong to the kahanim, but we said, hamurim mehem kiyoytze behem, same din, b'chol ir, except hamur nechal the kahanim, etc. Okay, so now the question is, what's the definition of mokoyim tohar? Amrim l'chanim, v'chir yishoynim betumma achlum. He's asking a rhetorical question. He's saying, the Chaz V'Shoik, make sure to eat Mokum Tar. That means the rest of the carb you can go and eat Betumah. Chabadanish, that doesn't make sense. Ella, the purpose of the word Tar, Tar Mechlal Shehu Tameh. The Pasuk is telling you that this Mokum has a Tahara, but not a Groisa Tahara, but a Ashtikala Tahara. How do I know? Maybe it means a real Tahara. It says Rashi, but like Siv Kodesh. It doesn't say B'Mokum Kodesh. It says B'Mokum Tahir. Oh! So therefore, it's a lesser degree of Kiddush and Tahara than Mokam Kodesh, only Mokam Tohar. Okay, so what does that mean? So says the Gemara, Mokam Tohar means that it's Tohar for certain people, and it's Tameh for other people. Tohar Mechlal Shu Tameh. What do you mean, Tohar and Tameh? Tohar Mitomas Mitzayra. Someone who's Tameh Mitzayra should not walk in. It's Tohar Mitzayra. You're Tameh, stay outside. The Tamei Mitum is up. However, Zav is allowed to go in, because although the Zav is Tamei, Zav is allowed to go into this Mokoyim, and he is not prohibited by the din of Tohar. So what are you talking about? So you remember back in Parashas Nasa, which had a couple weeks ago, it says in the Pasuk, V'shalchem in Amachne, Kol Tzerua, that means a Mitzayra, V'chol Zav, V'chol Tamei L'Nafesh. And Rashi already told us there, and Rashi told us over here, that the reason why it says these three, Tzrua, Zav, Tamid, and Afish, and not just to go and enumerate the various cases, but they're in fact three separate machnas. And that is, Simit Tzoyra is Nishtaleh Chutz L'Sholosh Machnois. So in the times of Yerushalayim, he was not allowed to walk into the walls of Yerushalayim. He'd have to go and live in the new city, not in the old city of Yerushalayim, outside the walls.
Arm the famous case.
Arm Tzoram, who was that? Who were the four?
I'll defer to Barry.
Barry already told us. Kechazi and his three sons. When do you learn that? Good. Anyway, so we have the Mitzayra that has to be outside Yerushalayim. However, the Zav is allowed to go into the Machne Yisrael, into Yerushalayim. But he's not allowed to go in the Machne Leviyah. There are three. You have Machne Shechina, Machne Leviyah, and Machne Yisrael. In the times of the Mishkan, the Machne Shechina means into the Chotzer, and to the Mishkan itself. The Machne Leviyah, where the Leviyah were choylim around, just like we had in Parshas Nosim Baloyska, that they lived around there. Machne Yisrael was the rest of the encampment of Chayisim. In times of Yishloim, Machne Shechina means the Azorah. Machne Leviyah means the Harabayas, and the Machne Yisrael means the rest of Yerushalayim. So therefore the Metzora is Nishtaleh Chutz L'Sholosh Machnois. The Zav only two Machnois. He's allowed to be a Machne Yisrael, he's not allowed to be a Machne Leviyah. And the Tamil and Ofesh, someone who's never had Tmei Mez, he's allowed to even go not only Yerushalayim and the Machne Leviyah, he's just not allowed to go into the Machne Shechina. Okay, so now being that that's the case, Zokti Gemara, the Machne Yisrael therefore is Ashtikol Tohar and Ashtikol Tomei. Meaning, the big signs, Mitzaron, stay out, but Zodim and Tmei Nefesh are allowed to come in after all.
Can you tell me, Mesh, go into Machne Leviyah, meaning go into where, how far on?
You're asking,
you can't go into the Middash, you can't go into Ezra's.
Yeah. Right, he's allowed to go in the Harabais.
However, outside, because Tommy Mays, obviously, it's a
exactly.
We bring all that's what all the Karbanos are for.
And that's why the big signs, if you Jews should not go up on the Harabais, they shouldn't get close to anywhere having to do with, might be considered to be part of the Azara, because we don't know exactly where the Azara is and exactly up, so stay away.
So what are the boundaries for the
Mach Levi in the times of the Mishkan was. In the times of the Beis Hamikdash, it was a Harabais.
So Harabais itself is a separate sign.
Harabais included the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash was on the Harabais. Continue on.
Where would it be? They had the walls of those within the walls.
I mean, how did people know?
And the Sorei.
Right.
No, but that could go in.
Non-Jews can't go past that point either.
The Sorei, so the other side of the Sorei, that's considered Machnevi.
They could be inside Machnevi,
Up to the Ezra Shalom. From the Azara on. Azara, Heichel, and the Kodesh Kodesh. If we would know today exactly where those things were at that time, then you could go up in Harabais and we have a picnic on top. We don't really know exactly where it is, and therefore that's why all the Chachom said don't go up. And then of course you have other Chachom, the Grace of Chachom, they do go up, and then they only incite problems, Mitzrayas, Mitzuris.
What's the rationale to go up if they're coming? Those who go up.
Why are they going up?
What's your heter?
What's your heter? They have rabbis with small R's that say you got to go up and you be careful. Blah, 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 blah.
No, okay.
Of course, they're Tommy.
Well, it's not really fair to say that. The rabbi says that that the kedusha of the harabais is no longer there once it was destroyed. And the Mishnah Berurah there says it's machlokes this rabbi because it's something curious. So better not to go there. But the rabbi has very strong language. He says that the burden of proof is on the Rambam to prove that. Mishnah Berurah doesn't say it. The rabbi himself says that.
Everything you're just saying is beautiful. Halacha l'maisa, shuvin go up.
He's being giving it the exact
thing. It's not fair to say that.
Okay. Virtually everything in halacha, if you go back far enough, you'll find a man diyama somewhere that holds vacuum. But once it's established tradition, one way or the other,
That's why the Mishnah always brings the minority opinion to show it was considered and rejected.
Good. Excellent.
Okay.
Anyway, we're getting into a hot potato. Yishakoyach Reb Shaul for bringing to our attention.
I'm just saying this, every 100 years there's tons of literature on this subject. Uh-huh. And they write that Sfiras Kalasher and the Chasam Sofer and the Rav Kiva Eger in the 1700s wrote about this.
Etc. And what did they all write?
So they wrote different things because they wanted to bring Korbanos. That was the whole idea. They wanted to bring korbanos on Harabayis. Right. Whether you can go up there, whether you cannot go up there, which korbanos can you bring? Which korbanos can you not bring? Do you need a bama?
Okay, there's a wealth of Talmudic and rabbinic literature on these issues.
Good. With a whole book on it.
Good. Beautiful. Shkoyach.
I'm not saying you should go there.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
The only heter that they were talking about to bring korbanos were on Erev Pesach because Tumot Shabbatzibah. Tumot Shabbatzibah, then it makes no difference. Everybody can go up, we're all Tameim today because there's no Paraduma. So, out of that. But Chasam Sofer goes through a whole bunch of questions whether you should or not. Right. And he said, all of this is Lepapula Ba'alma. Halacha Lamaisis don't even think of it because the Turkish, the Ottoman Empire, are not going to go and allow for it, and therefore, don't even think of
it. I'm not recommending it.
I know you're not. I know you're a wonderful person.
You're defending it some halachic basis, those that are not.
Right? Yeah. He's the one to be on. I'm my dissertation, I'm Lamed Tzchiz,
right.
Like in the spirit of the Bidichavit. Shkoyach Rav Shaul. And with that, let us continue on. And what the Gemara is telling us is that Machane Yisrael was Tohar in the sense that Tameim don't come in. Who are those Tameim? Mitzrayim don't come in. But it was Tomei in the sense that a person who had Tumazov was able to Dreizach in the Machane Yisrael. And that's what the Pasuk is talking about. It says, Toichu Mokum Tohar, that you can go and eat your Kachim Kalim throughout the Machane Yisrael, which today means throughout Yerushalayim. Aha. Good. Talk to Yimara. The Eimah, perhaps the Pshat is, Tohar mitumazov mitumazmas. In other words, I like the way you say that since it doesn't say mokum kodesh, it doesn't say what's the lashon pasuk. Toichem mokum tohar. It doesn't say mokum kodesh, just tohar. So therefore, it means tohar for certain purposes, tohar for other purposes. So let's go the next stage. What's the next stage? Let's not talk about machane. So let's talk about the machane levia. Machane levia is also it's tohar, meaning the big sign zovim stay out. Mashen kein tumas mes can go into the machne levia, and therefore the eizem machne levia. Maybe we should go and say that you can only eat these korbanos not inside Yerushalayim, but today would be on the entire Har HaBayis, but not more than that. And the times of the Mishkan, where the Leviim lived, but not where all the Yisraelim lived. So chayra effect of good. Omer Abayi, Omer Krav. Another pasuk v'chaltem oisa. The Mokum Kodesh. Oh, here Taka says Mokum Kodesh and say Mokum Tohar. Now the question is, which is their Oysa? Says Rashi is referring to a carbon mincha. The carbon mincha, which is Nechel Kahana, where is that eaten? In the Azara. Oh, that's Mokum Kodesh. Tashli Mokum Kodesh, that's Oysa. Oysa Mokum Kodesh, Chuliachel Mokum Kodesh. So if you're eating, for instance, says Rashi, another form of mincha, that you don't have to have Mokum Kodesh. What other form of mincha do you have? So Rashi, the Lachme Toida, which is also considered to be a form of mincha. So when you talk about a real bona fide mincha, your normal mincha, that's Kachi Kudeshim, that has to be eaten Davke Pazar. If you talk about Lachme Toida, which is also a form of mincha, that you can already eat outside, it doesn't have to be inside the Azara. So therefore, if it doesn't have to be in the Azara, it's Afkel Machne Leviya. So we push it out one Madrega from the Machne Shechina into the Machne Leviya.
Yeah, but you also have Israel that can eat, so what do they do to Israel?
One second. Hodek Sivan, that's why it says the next bossing. The Mokum Tohar, to go in Afka, to go and push it down one more level of Machne Yisrael. So therefore, the real Mincha, which is only Nechal, the Zichre Kehuna, the Mokum Kodosh, that's got to be Machne Shechina. But it's only Oysa. Anything which is not Oysa, such as Lachmi Toida, then this pasuk tells you don't have to Mokum Kodesh, you don't have to do in Shechina, you don't have to be in the Azar. So where can it be eaten? It can be eaten inside the Machne Leviya. But why do I have another pasuk that says Mokum Tar, that's going to push you yet another stage from the Machne Shechina to the Machne Leviya to the Machne Yisrael? That's how Abayi says. Abayi says it's a combination of the two psukim together, the fact that one pasuk says Mincha, only Oysa Mokum Kodesh, which therefore tells you Kachim Kalim, you don't need Shechina, you can go now Machne Leviya. But I have another pasuk, you eat a Mokum Tohar, that tells you to go yet one further step from Machne Leviya to the Machne Yisrael. This was the drasha of Abayi.
Only
Lachmi Toida and anything similar to it, which means the Chaz V'Shoy. That's how we start off our Gemara. Anything which is Muram is Nechal. Yeah, also given to the Khan. Rava Omar Oysava Mokum Kodesh Vlay Acheres Mokum Kodesh Afkele Gamri. Rava says, I take a different view. Isn't that? that when it says Bachalta Moisa, that pasuk is talking about a Karb Mincha. So Karb Mincha and all Kachi Kedushim have to be eaten in Makom Kodesh, which means inside the Azara. Anything else does not have to be eaten in the Azara. Rather, Afka Legamri, send it out entirely. Now, what is entirely? Says Rashi, even Chutz LYerushalayim. Look at Rashi, fifth, sixth line of the wide line down below. Afka Legamri at the end of the line. Afka Legamri. Vafilu. On to the next line. Vafilu Chutz LYerushalayim b'mashma Chutz LYerushalayim. Once it says you don't have to eat it, only Oisav b'makom Kaddish. Lo yachadav b'makom Kaddish. Take it out anywhere. Eat it in Tel Aviv. Eat it in Bnei Brak. Anywhere. Afka Legamri. But hard to cross with Rachman. But now we have another pasuk of Chazeiat Nufa Shoykatuma Toichul Makom Tahor. Ooh, Makom Tahor. Ayle Machne Yisrael. So one pasuk says all the way out. The other pasuk brings you back in to Machne Yisrael. Right, Yimara. Once I'm bringing it back in, the Ema Ayle Machne Leviyah. Maybe Toichul Makom Tahor says, don't go to the first stage. Go Machne Yisrael into the Machne Leviyah. Since this pasuk is only a pasuk to bring it back into Yerushalayim, I don't have the right, based on Makom Tahor, to bring it up two steps or two stages. Only stage one at the Machane Yisrael. Frank Moriachi, once you tell me that when you're bringing back, you're only going one stage at a time. The when you took it out initially, how did you go this radical move, Rava, and you jumped all the way from the Azar of the Machne Shechina to the Machne Leviyah, to Machne Yisrael, and Chutz LaMachne? Why don't you say there too, only one step at a time, one stage? Anyway, Chasra, I didn't mean to check with the Raivin. He goes with capital Reish. I'm talking about modern day rabbis. I know you know. Okay, good. Good. We're on the same page. Good. And we're both not on the same harabais. Anyway, the Gemara says, if that's the case, then when you go and throw the person out and you say, don't throw him all the way out, leave him in Machne Leviyah, because after all, you can only be Ma'ayil once, you only be in Mafke one. How does this work? The Oit. And Nochazach, how could you even have a half a minute to go and say Vleacheres Makom Kodesh Afke Legamri? After all, I have another pasuk Leisucha Lechel Bisharecha Ksiv Nevoshtei Dot in the pasuk Leisucha Lechel Bisharecha is number 7 in the beautiful Gemara from Reb David Leisucha Lechel Bisharecha Maas the Gonch Tirosh Vizarecha Uvachoyus Bekarach Vetzanecha Uvachon Gerecha Asher Tidor Vindu Vizarecha Utu Maas Yodecha. All of these say you cannot eat it Bisharecha. Bisharecha means outside Yerushalayim. You have to eat it inside Yerushalayim. All of these wonderful things. And of course, Master Dogan is talking about Master Shiny. But then we have, of course, in Bechor, and in Derecha, and in Nidvaisech, and Adorm and Adovis, which, of course, typically are a Karb Mishlomim or a Karb Toida. No, I was you can eat it outside. You can't eat it outside. Like Sukhalak Mishrachisim. And therefore, Machmar Tiglebaya, therefore, Rava unfortunately has to withdraw his Pshat. And we go back to the Pshat of Abaya, that the combination of the Toichel Mamakam Tahar, as well as the Chalz of Moisim Makam Kodesh, tells you that you go one step out of the Hazara into Leviyah, and then from Leviyah into Yerushalayim, and then you can eat throughout the Machne Yisra. Next Mishnah. Shlomim Kodeshim Kalim Shekhoz B'chom Makam Ba'azara, anywhere in the Hazara, the Dhamma Tom Shem Atan Shein Arba, two which are four. Menachol B'chol Eir, you can eat them throughout Yerushalayim, B'chol Odom, everybody, B'chol Machol, you can prepare it any way you want. Lishna Yom V'layla Echad, here it's different, it's not Yom V'layla, 2 days and one night, the Shem B'fadish in the Pasik, 2 days and one night by the Karbin Shlom. Hamul Mem Kiyotzvet, those portions that you give to the Kahanim are similar, Ella, same thing again, Shemun, Nechel, Kamel, Shem, Lechem, of them, but not to a Zor. So if you are invited to Atish in Yerushalayim, and they're cutting up the same carbon Shlomim, that portion that belongs to the Baalim can be eaten by any Zor, anybody, but that portion that belongs to the Kohen, the Chaz B'Shoik, that has to be eaten only by the Kohanim and their families.
When we say Karbonis every morning, we're saying this is a...
Uri says, assuming that we're saying Karbonis every morning.
I understood we said, but he says Karbonis every morning.
I'm sure we are.
Is it Zeichel Migdash or something? Or is it say that we're trying to be just Chaz over to be ready for the...
For ourselves, to be going to
it. If you say the Karbonis, it's like you're offering them.
Right.
So we say that.
In other words,
you have those Karbonis, you have it.
Was that?
if you chayv a karmen chatas by saying it,
you're fulfilled. Mar shalma forms svasena. The parim that we're supposed to bring for kabanis svasena, our lips will bring it. We can't bring it physically yet. Mitzvah. So the karmen mitzvah will be able to bring.
It's not considered
a bazaar. No, that's why it says. In fact, if you know for sure, yeah. Okay. Anyway, zayigit and before baitim. Another reason they say that karmen that we say is zayim karmen is because it's a rare perek throughout Shas with. There are no machloikas in the Mishnayos. That doesn't mean there's no machloikas in the Gemara. We just said a machloikas in Bayim Metrog and we have machloikas all over. But in the Mishnah itself, throughout the whole paragraph of Mekoyman, no machloikas. Sholoim al Yisra. Good.
So if you said it, then a person's chayav katas, he said it's like the bringing of the base of Mekoyman as we were.
Consult the local Orthodox authority at that time. Excellent question.
Very good.
Excellent question.
As if you're Yoitzer, then you shouldn't have to bring another Kumchat.
Mizrach.
Okay, right there. Tana Rabbanon. We're focusing on a carbon shlamim. Where the Torah talks about.
I give up.
Anyway, Rabbi Sai. It says in the Torah, you bring a karmen shlamim. And the Torah goes through three separate parshiyos by the karmen shlamim. First one talking about a ben bokar, then talking about a kesev, and then talking about an eiz. All three of them are basically the same. The main reason why they distinguish is because by the keves or the kesev, it has the aliyah part of the emor. Good. Anyway, but the three separate parshiyos, all by shlamim, bokar, kesev, and eiz. The three psukim that they have by all three is kemat the same. Tana Rabbanan ushchotoi pesach oil moed. By the bakar, shechtit by the pesach oil moed. Second pasuk v'shachar oisai lefnei oil moed. Notice here it doesn't say pesach, it just says lefnei oil moed. Third pasuk v'shachar oisai lefnei oil moed. Again, missing the word pesach. Okay, why does it have to go and say three separate psukim that you go and shech your karbin shlomim pesach oil moed? Now, oil moed is a reference to the heichol and. According to those that hold Ulam, the Heichal is one, by extension also to the Ulam. And before you get into the Ulam or into the Heichal, you're inside the Azara. So therefore you shecht it in the Azara, in front of the oil wine, anywhere inside the Azara. V'hachshas kol ruchais, anywhere and everywhere. B'kotchim kal. Now, Zot Yimara, what about Tzafai? Nu, kal b'chayim le Tzafai. What's the kal b'chayim? Ma, the kotchim kudishim shal yechshim b'chal ruchais, hukshim b'tzafai. After all, kotchim kudishim are very exclusive. You can only do it in Tzafai. Kotchim kal, which are not exclusive, shal yechshim b'chal ruchais. And in the Tzuchim, Avanda, of course, you can go and check the Tzafai. You don't need a pasuk on that. That's just common sense. It's logical.
Kol ruchos, one of the four is Tzafai.
It's true. But we'll see mention on the Amid Beis that the Tanakhama learns the din of Tzafai from the Kal v'chayim. From the other three psukim, we would know everything other than the Tzafai. Mitchum, we'll see on the Amid Beis. We're going to see what we need three psukim for. Everybody, a little bit of patience and gedilt. Mitchum, bal tunkim. Reb Lezer says a fascinating drasha. He says, I need one of the psukim to be matir. The carbon kachim kalim b'tzafik. In other words, without this pasuk, I would think that the two are mirror images of each other. Meaning that the kachim kudishim only b'tzafik, and the kachim kalim only everywhere else other than tzafik. That's what I would have thought. Therefore, I need three psukim. One of the psukim has to call you and tell you that you can do it b'tzafik too. Now that doesn't sound logical, because after all, if the kachim kudishim so holy, you do b'tzafik. So why can't you go and do the kachim kalim? Also b'tzafai. Why would you think otherwise?
Well, because it's so holy.
So let's not see the Kal v'chayim. So
it's not
enough. That's
what the same Gemara says. It does not have to be. It's okay. It doesn't have to be. What you're saying
is 100% right.
Yeah.
But what Reb Lezer says is that I initially have a Kal v'chayim to suggest that maybe just like the Kodesh Kudishim can only be Shochten B'Tzafai, maybe the Kodesh Kalim can only be Shochten anywhere else but not Tzafai. Then that's really not so logical, right? So that's what we're going to have the Kal v'chayim for, and that's what we're going to have a Pasik La'fukeh from the Kal v'chayim.
The
Knech. It's an Achma. Reb Lezer Oimer Le'Nemar HaKosev, one of the three Psukim is going to be used La'hachshir Tzafai. Shiyachol, I would have thought. Vali dinu. What's the Kal v'chayim? Umadach kachim kalim. Shehuchshru b'chol haruchais. You can bring them anywhere inside the Azara, v'loy hochsher mekoyman eitzel kachi kudishim. However, that kol haruchais are not mukhshir, are not good for kachi kudishim. For the kachim kalim, shah ruchais are good, but kachi kudishim not. Kachi kudishim shloy hochsheru ele betzafin, kachi kudishim which are lighter in the sense that you can only do a betzafin, not everywhere else. Ein odin shloy hochsher mekoyman eitzel kachi kudishim kalim. Then for sure I would go and say that its mokoyim is no good by kachim kalim. How does this work? How does this kabachim work? Kachim kalim you can bring everywhere else. Three out of the four ruchais.
No,
okay.
I'm busy to write it down in this note.
Okay. About the Ravid?
What?
Leave it open over here when he comes back. I'll show it. Okay. Which one is it?
Yeah, the
Ravid,
yeah.
Which one? Oh, that one. Of course,
yeah. He has a long one.
Yeah, it's very long. Very long. Harbais is quite long.
No.
He's bringing artillery here. Give out. Anyway, what's the kavuchai? Mavakachim kav shehuchshu b'chol aruchais. You can go and check them in all three out of the four. Lehuchshir mekoyman, eifel kachi kudishim. Those three out of the four are not kosher for purposes of kachi kudishim. They're okay for kachim kav, but they're not good for kachi kudishim. Kachi kudishim shleihuchshiru ele betzafin. Kachi kudishim which you can only go and bring betzafin. Einoidin for sure shleihuchshir mekoyman, eifel kachim kav. That their makoyim. The makam of the tzofin should not be for kachim kalim.
Right.
Just like by the kachim kalim, their makam is not good for the kachim kudishim. The kachim kudishim's makam is not good for the kachim kalim. So I might have thought, that's where the pasuk has to say pesach oil moyed, which means the entire azar. And now the gemara is going to bring the three psukim and analyze why we need all three. So, Michael, what's machlok between the Tanakama and Rav Leib? Tanakama is over to Lossi Kroik. See, we have three psukim. Chad legufei dini boi pesach oil moyed. Remember that the first pasuk says pesach oil moyed. The other two psukim just said lefnei oil moyed. So the first pasuk tells you pesach oil moyed. So Rashi tells us what it means in the boy pesach oil moyed. The Gemara is going to bring in another moment that you can only start shechting the karbonos when the pesach heichel has opened for the day. If a person decides to come very early in the morning and they decide to go and bring karbonos very early and the heichel's doors have not been opened yet, no good. You cannot go and check until the dalsos or heichel are open. And as we'll see in the Gemara, they had to remain open the entire day for the bringing of the kabbalas. So therefore, the Pesach Almoyed tells you a time. Not this is not where, but when. When can you start bringing karmish lavim? After the Pesach Almoyed is open for business that morning. The chad lahachshit tzedadim. The second one comes to tell you that tzedadim. What means tzedadim? It doesn't have to be right in front of. Because the entire Pesach Almoyed in the bright is 10 amis. Ah, what about to the right and to the left of the Pesach HaOmayit? Does it have to be mamish smack in front of the Pesach HaOmayit? The answer is no. Why? That's why it says lifnei HaOmayit. It doesn't have to be in front of the Pesach. The tzedadim is also good.
After the back, though.
We're talking about the back in a moment. The Chan lepsul tzid tzedadim. One of them tells you, but it's got to be taka lifnei HaOmayit, and not. Now, what is the definition of tzid tzedadim? Now, I would normally conjure up would be like you're saying in the back. However, Rashi says it's talking about the lishachos. You have lishachos, means you have these chambers which are attached to the Azara, the various chambers for various purposes. Those Lashachos, even if Toichon Koidish, if you look at the Rashi about 10, 12 lines in, Chad Lepsul, Tzidi Tzidon can go in Lashachos, Vafilo Toichon Koidish. How does a Lishka get Toichon Koidish if the doorway is open to the Azara? It's Toichon Koidish. If the doorway is open to the Harabais, then Toichon Chol, it doesn't have a din of Azar. So here the Lishachos, it's open to the Koidish, and therefore it has a din of Azar, a din of Koidish, but it's Basel Lishchita. Ah, why is that? Because it's got to be Lifnei Oil Moed, and not in these chambers, in these rooms, because that's not Lifnei, that's already a separate room on its own.
And the doors of a chamber open both to the
floor. Even if they're open, makes a difference. Here he's talking about even if they're only open to Koidish, so therefore it's Koidish,
it doesn't help.
It has to be Pesach Oil Moed. But often, I don't need a pasuk for tzofin because it's a kavuchaymer. Madach kachikudishim, which are special. you can do in Tzafin. Certainly Kachim Kalim, if you can do it everywhere else, you can certainly do it in Tzafin. They don't agree to Reb Blazer's Kavachim. Sorry,
you have a Kavachim to say that you can't use.
That's Reb Blazer. Right. But the Chum had a Kavachim just the other way around. They're saying that Kachim Kudishim are a special category, only in Tzafin. Uh-huh. However, Kachim Kalim, which are more lax, which we allow to go and shecht anywhere by Zar, the Chayish, for sure you should be able to do a Tzafin. And therefore, we don't need a pasik according to Chumim. We learn it from that Kavachayim. Reb Lezer Sovar Chad Legufei Dini Boy Pesach Hoymoid. Like we said before, that the Pesach Hoymoid has to be open. The doors have to be open to the Hechel. The Chad Lahachshir Tzofay. Remember, there's a blessed Lishitos that based on the Kavachayim, I would say Tzofay is no good. Now I say the Tzofay is good. The Chad Lahachshir Tzidodim, that if you didn't shecht right in front of the ten Amis when the Hechel is open, but you did it to the right or to the left, that's all to kosher. But Tzidus Adonim Leit Sechra, to go and take Tzidus Adonim, those Lashachis, that's not a Zora. That's all the separate rooms. Yes, they're Kodesh, and they're attached, and the doors are open. Alts, good and fine, but Lamais, it's Mishkan HaZora, and therefore I don't need a Pasek, but you can't Shech there. Freitimar, Maish Nohach Dechsev Pesach Olmoid, Maish Nohach Dechsev Lifnei Olmoid, Kamash Olgev Yina Mishmur, Piyam Rav Yina Mishmur, Shlom Sheshchotem Koidem Sheyiftechu Daltzis HaHeichol. If you shechted it before the Daltzis HaHeichol were opened in the morning, Psulin. And as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, they had to be open the entire day for purposes of Shemi. You could close it during the day, but during that time that it's closed, you could not bring your Karbon Shlomim. The Mefarshim talk about whether this is only a Shlomim Dikadin or all Kabbalah Dikadin. Our Gemara refers to Shlomim, but often Shlomim is just the classic tablets. Example, the paradigm of Kabbalah is like all pickle. Exactly, pickle learned from Shlomim, etc. Anyway, the Amr of Yudam, Shmuel, Shlomim, Shechot, and Kodesh, Yiftah, and Talat, and Heichel, Psulim, Shedema, Ushchot, and Pesach, and Mai, Bizman, Shehu, Pesuach, Veloi, Bizman, Shehu, no, only when it's open. So this is telling us two things. Number one, you have to wait until it gets opened. And number two, once it gets opened, it's got to remain open to Shechot. Like Yimar says, Yit Manami, Omer, Mar, Ukfa, Bar, Choma, Omer, Biyosi, Bar, Chanina, Shlomim, Shechot, and Kodesh, Yiftah, and Talat, and Heichel, Psulim, Shechot, and Pesach, and Mai. This was given to Reb Shaul. He said you should please look over this Ravid, and after you finish with that, he said you should write her Oris and your Gemara on this side to go and show where you found the Ravid. Anyway, continuing on, Shem Chatzim Pesach Oyel Moed is Manchi Pesach Hechal Pesuach and Manchi Uno. In Marov and Masni Yochi, in Marov and Eretz Yisrael, they said basically the same thing. Rav Yaakov Bar Acha, others say it's Rav Acha Bar Yankov because you never find Rav Yaakov Bar Acha, you find Rav Acha Bar Yankov, so they say it's a mistake. Rav Ashi, Shlom Shishchotim Koydim Shiyiftachu Dalsis Hechal Pesuach. Ubemishkan, Koidim Shiyamidu Levim Esa Mishkan, Ulach Shiyifka Levim Esa Mishkan, Psulim. So all the Amarova add is that in addition to the times of the Beis Migdish, when you talked about the Heichel and the Ulam and the Azara, same thing applied in the Mishkan's times, that if you went and you brought your carbon before the Levim set up the Mishkan, Api Hashem Yachlo, Api Hashem Yiso, they had to always dismantle the Mishkan and put it back together again. So if you did it before Yamidah Levim Esa Mishkan, or Ach Shiyifka Levim Esa Mishkan, they already started taking apart. In all those cases, it's Psulim. So tomorrow, Pshita. Now it's a double portion by me that Mugav is Kino Udami. Mugav means that the doors of the Heichel have been shut closed, but they're not locked. Just like the doors, for instance, to our houses, to our apartments. Some people just close their doors. I mean, they close it fast into the tongue and put the tongue into the bolt, etc. But they don't lock the door. But you can also lock it. So the word Mugav means, as Rashi, Sogur Veloi No'ul. It's closed, tight, fine, good, but it's not locked. So Gemara has the same status. Look, you can hold on me, you cannot bring your kabbalas. If you bring your carbon, it's possible. What happens if the door is taka open, but they have a curtain hanging from the ceiling, hanging from the top of the door, and there's a curtain? Is that considered to be often, or is that considered to be famacht? Is it open or closed? So the Gemara says it's an open and closed question. Reb Zeira, who atzmoi einasa elekipesach, Pesuach, that has the status of like an open door. Open door. What's the vilain? Says Rashi, the vilain is litzniyusa bi'alma. That's in case the people that are doing work in the Heichel, for instance, to bring victorious or what have you, a parham dov shel tzibur, parakoyne mashiach, and they want to have a little tzniyus, they don't want everybody to take out their smartphones and iPhones and start taking pictures and everything, so therefore they have that vilain. But lemais is considered to be Pesach Pesuach, and therefore kabbonis that are brought in the Azara are kosher. Frank Dimora, goy v'mai. Goy v'mai means, says Rashi, like tail oy eitz mutl keneged a Pesach. In other words, let's say they put a big shtender there in front of the Pesach Ha'echo, which is very wide dimensions, almost like some of these accordion pleated machitzos that you have. So you put it down on the ground in front of the Pesach. The Pesach is open. It's just you have that obstruction. The question is, what's the din now? Let's try to bring a right. Sign. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Oimer Shnei Pishpishin Hoyil Beis HaChalifois VeGoivon Shmoina Kidei Lahachshe Es Azara Kula Achilas Kodshim Kudushim Oleshchitas Kodshim Kal. It says they had two Pishpishim. Pishpishim, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, means that these were smaller doorways.
Sub doors,
fine. Not big doors, smaller doors, even though they were small. As we'll see in the Gemara shortly, they were not 10 amis, only 8 amis. No, 8 amis is also no short thing. Even a tall basketball player can get through a 16-foot-high doorway. But anyway, Shnei Pishishen Hoyu Beis HaChalifos. Beis HaChalifos means the place where they used to go and store the sakinim that were used for shechita. The reason why it's called Beis HaChalifos is because the name of a sakin in Aramaic is a chalif. And even today, you call a messer, you call a knife that's used for shechita, you call it a chalif. And the reason why it's called chalif, so Rashi brings in various places, chalif means because it's machlif bin chayim lemes, until now the animal was alive, after shechita it's never dead, so it's machlif, it goes and switches from one status to another status. Okay, anyway, so basically chalif is the place where they used to put away these knives. He had two pishpishim, exactly where those pishpishim were, we will see shortly. Now, our Gemara says v'goivon. However, there's another girsa that says v'goiva without the nun. V'goiva, and there was tall shmoin. Now, the real pshat that the Gemara is going to answer shortly is v'goivon that the pishpishin themselves, their goiva was shmoin. But if that's the pshat you learn in Havamina, then there is no right. So the Gemara is learning initially v'goiva that in front of the pishpishin there were mechitzos, shtenders, something which had the height of shmoina, and the reason for these two pishpishin were kedei lahashris azara kula, so that not only the front of the azara but also the sides and the back of the azara were also, you were able to go and eat the kachim kudashim in the azara and to go and shech the kachim kal. What does that mean exactly, the sides and the back? We'll see in a moment. Anyway, that is what you stated on the Braisa, my love, Ika Kamayu Shmoina. Don't we mean when we say Goiva, not the Goivon, that that's the height of the Pishpishin, but in front of the Pishpish there is an obstruction, which is Goiva Shmoina. So to Malay, the Goiva Nun Shmoina, they themselves are Shmoina. And that's why it's better to take out the Nun, because if you leave the Nun in, what's the Havim in everything? So therefore, Goiva, there was a Goiva, that was the more shy. Goiva Mai, if you have an obstruction, which is Goiva, so he thought that Goiva Shmoina was an obstruction of egg. So he went, no, there was no obstruction, that's the height of the Pishpish. Frank Timura, Meisvei, Kodesh Arim Shah Yusham, all of the entranceways, doorways, gateways, were all Goivan, Esram, Amavaroichvan, Esramis. And you're telling me that these Pishpishim were only eight? Every one Pishpishim Shani, the reason why they're called Pishpishim is because they're talking not regular Shaharim, regular downsides. These, as Barry coined the phrase a moment ago, these are sub-doors, sub-gates, and therefore they had smaller dimensions. How can you go and eat in the entire Azara? Or how can you go and shecht in the entire Azara? Ah, you have the sides. Now what does this mean? Okay, so first we have to understand where the pishpishin were. Now, we have beautiful pictures here in the Oscar Gemara. If Uri will permit me, I'm going to borrow his Gemara for a moment. The Oscar Gemara shows us that... Okay, good. You have over here... This side over here is the Azara. We're looking at the picture here on 55B2, for those of you that have the Oscar Gemara. You have... There's an A and a B. Forget about the A and B for a moment. On the rightmost side of the picture, where there is no indication what that is the Azar. The Azar, of course, is much wider, and the picture doesn't have the full Azar. Now, the opening that you see there, right next to that opening, it says, Ulam Antechamber. That's where the Ulam was. In front of that Ulam Antechamber, you had the Pesach HaHechel, really the Pesach HaUlam. However, the Ulam is considered by many to be an extension of the Hechel, so therefore we say that's the Pesach Oil Moed. Pesach Oil Moed, by the way, is of course a Lashon Bar from the Mishkan. It's really the Pesach HaUlam, which is the Pesach HaHechel. Okay, so you have that Pesach. In front of that Pesach, clearly you're allowed to go and shecht. That's a hard light. You're certainly allowed to go and shecht also on the tzedodim, that means in front of these shaded area, where the shaded area is to the right and to the left of the Pesach, Ulam Pesach Heichel, also no problem. Why? That's why you have the additional psukim. That's why you have three psukim to tell you the tzedodim in front of the gray or shaded area. Now, what happens when we get now to the sides? Now, what means the sides? Here in this picture, it shows north, east, west, and south. And therefore, that's now already the side of the ulam. Also, you get to portion A, which is the Beis HaChalifas, which is in back of the ulam. Now, they also have the status of the Azara. In fact, the Azara continues beyond this picture, beyond the Heichel, parallel to the Heichel, both to the north of the Heichel and to the south of the Heichel. It goes all the way to the back of the Kodesh Kadoshim, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly. In back of the Kodesh Kadoshim, you also had a space of 11 Amos. In all of these places, you can go and shecht the karbonis, and you can go and eat the karbonis, meaning shechting the kodeshi kodesh in the kodeshim kalim, and you can go and eat the kodeshi kodeshim. Rashi says, with the gemara later on, we'll take out about the achida. But at least the gam the shechita, we always think of the shechita being by the Ezes Yisrael or the Ezes Koyin on the eastern side of the mizbeach. No, no, you can go to the north and to the south and to the western side of the mizbeach, and even beyond the ulam. Now, how do I know that the sides of the ulam or beyond the ulam that you can go and bring, that you can go and check your carbon? So you have these two pishpishin. Now the pishpishin were doorways which were on the other side of the ulam. In other words, not the front of the ulam like the major door, but in the back. And that's back why entrance. You see the back entrance. Mm-hmm. So therefore, since they had those pishishim, that's also called Pesach Oil Moed, because that's a Pesach to the Oil Moed. Ulam is considered to be part of the Heichel Sedrashi according to this Mandi Amar. So therefore it's also Ashtik Oil Moed. So it doesn't have to be the big Pesach with a capital P. It's a Pesach with a small P. That small Pesach with a small P says that you can also face that doorway when you're going and shechting. Now that's all very good if you're talking about in back of the Ulam. But what happens in fact parallel on the side, where in this picture it says N-E-W-S. The question is, what's the news over here? Are you allowed to go and check? And the answer is, yes, you are allowed to shecht. How are you allowed to shecht? So now we go and turn to the next page, which is 55b3, all courtesy of our good Taira Chaber, Reb Uri. Now what does it say here? That you have, not that the pishpishin were normal square entrances or rectangular entrances, angular entrances. It was the Keren Zavis. All right, I got you cornered now. Therefore, because it's cornered, it opens up at the corner. So this corner opens up to the right and to the left, or to the, it's actually to the west and to the north. It's an angle.
It points northwest.
It points northwest. And therefore, both the people that are on the northern side of that entranceway, as well as people that are on the western side of the entranceway, and notice they took out the N-E-W-S, now it says side of Ulam, that's its tzedadim. And then this minor doorway, meaning the pishpish, this is all part of the Beis Chalifa's area. This opens up to the back of the oil light. So now I have entire Azara has a hechsher as a result of those pishpishin. Not only in the front part of the Azara that we normally think of where the Mizbeach is, front of the Mizbeach and back of the Mizbeach, but even in back or the sides of the Ulam itself, even back of the Ulam, because of this sideway angular entrance.
We and what about directly back behind the Kodesh Kodashim?
We're not up to the end.
Okay.
We're going to get to the end.
Yes. Silly question.
No, everything you asked is a good question.
How does this all fit into what we learned the other day about the area of Binyamin versus Yehuda?
This Mizbeach.
Yeah, but it's still in the same room.
You're doing very well. So there, Taka talks about that the Mizbeach has to be the Mokam Binyamin and not the Mokam Yehuda. And that's why we had a machloikis, whether there was a Yesoid which was adjacent to the Mizbeach. But that was for purposes of pouring out the blood on the Yesoid Mizbeach.
Just curious to know, how does the real estate work in this one room?
So you want to know where?
How is it split?
Okay, very good. I'm glad that you asked that question. I just by accident happened to have with me a Masechtas Midos, also art scroll, because they have a beautiful multicolored picture at the outside of the, not the outside, at the outset, Hagdomah to Masechtas Midos. Here you have a beautiful picture. You have the Ezes Noshim in green and in beige. And then this is now the Ezes Yisrael, or the Azara. The first part of the Azara is called the Ezes Yisrael. That's the first 11 Amos. Then you have the Ezes Kehanim, another 11 Amos. In between that, you have also a couple of Amos, Malos, up and down. Fine. Anyway, this is the big Mizbeach. Notice on the Mizbeach over here that we have a Yesoid on the top, we have on the side, but here on this side of the nut, and none over here.
And then you have the crumbs, right?
And you have the four crumbs, exactly. And you have the cabbage.
Right.
Everything you're saying perfectly. Good. Until this point, everything to the right belongs to Shevet Yehuda. Everything to the left belongs to the Shevet of Binyam. So therefore, now when you finish off the Mizbeach, now we go to the Ma'alois. Those are steps. This is the white, these are the steps.
Yeah. The lines and shading.
The lines are the steps, and in between three lines and the other three lines, there was a landing,
platform, right?
Like a platform, a landing, so you can go and rest a little bit, and then you want the next few steps, another landing, etc. So I think there were 15 altogether, and that's why it's a
Shemaz.
Good. Anyway, that the Yek is singing by the Chassidus. Very fine. Anyway, 54 so is where you have
now,
the opening.
This is the area that we're just talking about.
This is the
So 54 is the Pesach Oil Moed. And therefore, anything in this area, right directly in front of it, Lifnei Pesach Oil Moed, and in front of the Tzedodim, the sides, like over here, those are not Lifnei Pesach Oil Moed, but it's Lifnei Oil Moed. It's in the front of the Oil Moed. Oil Moed is referring to the Ulam, the Hekel, in front of the back. But the question is, what about this area over here, and this area over here, which are to the north and the south of the Ulam? Or for that matter, in back of the Ulam. Where's the Pesach Oil Moed going? That's going the other direction. Ah, we have the pishpish. This pishpish goes in matter, this portion over here. Matter, this portion over here. That's why we have the pishpish at the angular northwest angle, as well as, by the way, the southwest angle. It's going to be matter, shchitas, kodshim, kalim throughout the azar. We still haven't addressed various questions about in back of the Kodesh.
And also, as I'm looking at this, I'm saying the blind spot here doesn't face the pishpish, it doesn't face here. These
the
corners.
Is not only these walls. Anything in front of the Oil Moed, to the right and to the left, this is all considered to be part.
And because this is open here, anything in this zone and anything in this zone.
Because of these pishpish, right. Anything which is parallel, right. And back. Good, so far so good?
Right.
Good, excellent. You might want to take a picture, like you always do, yeah. In a very beautiful way. Anyway, we're going to go and put this to the side, and we can close it because I have the marker.
Okay.
Here. Thank you, Uri. Thank you for your good help. Thank you, Zari, for your help. And we continue on. Nochmal. Now the Barry's question, what about in back of the Kodesh Kadoshim? Is that also helped by the Pishpish? No, because you have a whole barrier over there, the Kodesh Kadoshim. What do you do in back of the Sumandab? There was there also a lul, an opening. It was smaller. How small? It was like the Pishpish. Kavoya Shmoina Amis. So in addition to the Pesach Oil Moed, in addition to the Pishpishin that we had in the base Khalifas in the top and the bottom, we also had a lul in back of the base Kabbalah. Base Kabbalah means in back of the Kodesh Kedushim.
So you can see into Kodesh Kedushim from the back of the...
I don't know whether it directly opened into it, I don't know exactly how that worked, but there was a lul cotton in back of the base Kabbalah, which was 8 on the stall, and the purpose of that too was that you'd be able to go and eat from the Kachim, or the Shritus Kachim Kalim, and to be able to go and check the Kachim Kalim. Mind the Siman, I have a right to this. It says, Neposik Shnayim, the Par Bor. Now, in our Gemara, the word Par Bor is written as two words. However, in the Pasuk itself, it's written as one word. Lefarbar, lema'arov, arbo, lemsi, leshnayim, leparbar. Now, what means the parbar? So Rashi tells us that the Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk is that they had Shomrim standing next to all of the Psochim. And the Pasuk is telling us over here too that there were two Shomrim, where? By this lul that was sticking out near the back of the Kodesh Kadosh. If you look four lines at the end of the Rashi, behind the Chsev Shnaim Lepar Bar, all the way to the bottom, four lines from the bottom, go one line earlier. Go two lines earlier. Achor Beis HaKapayis. Achas Esri Amma Hoya Avir Archoy Mishazor Lamar of Kazet. In back of the Kodesh Kadosh, till the back wall, till the very end of it. That's what's called Azar. He had how much space? He had another 11 amas of space. So if a person wanted to go and shecht, and the Azara was full of people and full of kabbalas, you know, shecht all the way in back of the Kodesh Kedoshim during that, in that 11 amas. My Zutrashi, third wide line. The my Miskashla Shechita, the Kama Kalzar Kosher, what made it kosher? Says the Gemara, lo, kimin chaloi, like a, not a door, but more like a window. Besuch benato, sheachoyde beis hakabbalas, v'avro Azara. So it doesn't say from the basic kabbalas of the Kodesh Kedoshim itself, but from Eitah. Tom means like a chamber, Shachoy, which was in back of the basic kabbalas. There was also an opening to that chamber, apparently the major opening was from the Kodesh Kodashim itself, but there was also an opening from the back, the Avo Azor to the Avo, meaning to that 11 Amis. Find the solution on the part. Bozok Rashi, Sefer Ezra. Mishtoi, Mispar, Hashoimim, Shemidu, Bemikdash. How many Shomrim did they have in the Mishmash? Cholap, Sachem for all the doorways. The Kabash Ne Shomrim, Hemidu, the part bar. Finally, oh, it's a little that Lulu we're talking about. Now, what is the name part bar? Where does that name come from? Tokimara, Mayim, part bar. Omer Abamur of Shiva, Kiman Dechsiv, Klape Bar. What means Klape Bar? Klape Bar means in the direction of outside. So look at next Rashi. Come on, the Omer Klapi Bar, or Klapi Libar, Gersina. Klapi Chutz, Achoyri Kol Koisle Ha'echol B'Kodesh Kedushin. What it's coming to tell us is that this Klapi Bar means that the Shomrim stood next to each one of the entrances, some of which, all of which, Klapi, that were heading towards Libar, towards the outside. So therefore, they had two Shomrim in back of the Kodesh Kedushin by that
loop.
I assume so. Because all the Shi'arim take from the Levim, the Shoyrim, Shi'arim. And therefore, that's how I know that was Dak Alul, an entranceway, an exitway in back of the Kodesh Kedoshim. And that's also considered to be like the fish, Pesach Ha'il Mayim. That's why you can go and check your Kabbalists there in that part of the Azara. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Isai.